My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
He's a complete pro. I mean, from college to now, just being able to see him from afar. Obviously, we both played in LA last year, but him at the amateur level, me at the professional. I kind of caught a few of his games, not knowing that he'd be my quarterback this season, but I can't say enough about him. He's a great guy and even better football player, so we'll see.
And now it's time for Training Camp Live, starring Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by ChevyDrivesChicago.com and the number one draft pick Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Here's Mark Grody.
What's up, everybody? It's great to talk to you on a Thursday. I had to think about that. You know how it is when you're weeks get blown up and you're working weekends and every day feels sort of like the same. I don't know what day it is anymore, but I can tell you that it is Thursday. That was Gerald Everett, who you just heard from right there, the tight end for the Bears, talking about number 18 on the Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams. Yes, this is Training Camp Live. I am Mark Grody. We do not have Cubs interference tonight. No Cubs game tonight. Cubs get a day off tonight. They'll be in Kansas City tomorrow. Start of, I don't know. Is it as big as it used to be now for the Cubs? Is it over? But they do start a 6-game road trip beginning tomorrow. We're here to talk about the Bears, though. And I am open for you. I am literally sitting out here at Halas Hall in the NFL Network studio, get a little privacy while I'm hosting the show. But I'd love to hear from you guys, whether calls or texts, if you have questions or comments about the Bears, 312-644-6767. I have the text line open right in front of me. And, yeah, don't be afraid to let a call go through. We'll pick up your calls. I know in life, calls are not always picked up. We will not send you to voicemail if you call us here at The Score tonight, 312-644-6767. Alex Kuhn is our producer in our downtown Chicago studios. Well, again, I am out here at Halas Hall, and I did witness the Bears morning practice today. They went about an hour and a half today. It was a good day for the defense, I thought, today, and just an okay day. I think the offense was bad today, just didn't look as sturdy as the defense. And in particular, the Bears offense was not breaking through in the 2-minute drill, as they were essentially stymied in that. Some nice plays were made by Caleb Williams and the offense, but more plays were made by the defense today. Matt Eberflus said that, you know, that red zone is tough, that, you know, tighter quarters, harder to do business. By definition, that is absolutely true. This is one thing that I'm taking very seriously, though, even though it is 5 days into training camp and still so much to go and such a long way to go before the Bears are actually playing real games. It's always unnerving to me in this, within the last, 5 years for the Bears, that 2 minute has been tough. We know that that was one of the things that they actually mentioned to us about Justin Fields. And I'm sure it was the same with Mitch Trubisky, but not good at getting the ball into the end zone when it really counts. And this doesn't mean because they had a rough day in the tomb, like it's over and Caleb Williams is no good and this is a serious issue for this particular Bears team. Not necessarily, but it does get my antennas up a little bit when they do struggle in that area. That was kind of the gist of the practice today in terms of some of the things that we saw out here today. It wasn't all bad, like I said, but it was just in terms of the offense, it was a better day for the defense. One of the things, too, that is really interesting here, today is what? Today, like I said, it is Thursday. A week from today, the Bears will be playing in a preseason game. First of the year, they'll be in Canton, Ohio for the Hall of Fame game against Houston, which is fascinating because it's come so quickly. Like, we're just barely getting into it. Like, first padded practice is tomorrow for the Bears. First day that maybe I'll get to see some of you guys out here because it's the first day that the fans are allowed in. But they have a freaking game next Thursday. Now, typically, in the Hall of Fame game, you don't see a lot of starters because it is so early, because the kinks are not worked out yet. So it's usually a game where you don't see quarterback one. But I don't know that it's out of the question that we will see Caleb Williams in this first game. And it's only because of some of the things I heard Matt Eberflus talking about. You're going to hear it here in a second, but one of the things that I'll just tell you is that Matt Eberflus said that they have had lengthy conversations with GM, with coaches, about the potential of Caleb Williams playing in this game. So the fact that, unless he was being a little bit coachy with that, a little disingenuous, a little fibby with that, when he said the lengthy conversations, that says to me that somebody must be considering playing Caleb Williams if they are, as Matt Eberflus said, having lengthy conversations about it. I'm all for it, man. And I know you guys are too. We've all been waiting to see this guy play in a game in a Bears uniform. Some people, the final games of last season for sure. So I'm very curious. I had our producer, Alex Kuhn, put together from Matt Eberflus today. He was asked a lot of good questions about the game next week, not just the quarterback, Caleb Williams, but, the gamesmanship with the Houston head coach, DeMeco Ryans, because of the fact that they're going to play them during the regular season. So we're coming up close here. So lots of good questions asked to Matt Eberflus, and these were everything that was in regards to the game next Thursday.
Matt, when do you think you'll decide if Caleb will play in the Hall of Fame game?
Yeah, here shortly. We talked about it, had lengthy conversations about it during that personnel meeting. I had it with the coordinators before that, and I've been talking to Ryan, so we'll make a good decision here soon.
So is there any conversation that you have with DeMeco Ryans about the game next week, given that and you guys will play each other in a real game a month later?
You do have conversations with the other coach at times. I have not talked to DeMeco yet, but I'll reach out to him. I will make another comment, though, because it's good to have him in early. People a lot of times say Hall of Fame game, you kind of shoulders go down, all that stuff. Not this year. We get extra practices, extra time. So we're really excited about that. That's really advantageous for us this year. Yeah, when you start game planning for preseason, of course, if they have a star player, at receiver or a defensive end at that spot, that's a great opportunity for you to game plan against that guy. Now, you also have a contingency plan. Of course, a lot of those times those guys don't play. Right in there. So at least you have taught how to take away a star receiver, how to handle a star rusher, in your package. You know, so we'll definitely go through that process, but it might not be applicable to the game.
All right, we'll see. We'll see. I thought it was all interesting stuff. I can't wait. I do hope that we see something, even if Caleb Williams is just out there handing off. I mean, I look at it as an advantage. You have five games to get this, there four, I guess, to, you know, to iron this out, to tighten things up, to make it look good. So I would love it if that happened. Yeah, of course, you're not going to give a full game plan at any point in time during the preseason, especially when you meet that team, Houston, during the regular season as well. Lots of people asking, too. I talked about this morning on the radio with Lawrence and Dan, asking about the Bears' pass rush this year. I got a texter at the top here, and if you want in on the text, 312-644-6767-630. Is there a defensive end that looks promising in camp to pair with Montez Sweat? Not yet. nobody's really standing out yet. I will say this, Montez Sweat had a hell of a play today. Caleb Williams was ducking the pocket, making some room for himself, and there comes Montez Sweat, takes his big paw and hammers the football out of Caleb Williams' hand. You could hear the very boisterous. He's just got a loud voice, man. I don't think Montez Sweat is like a loud, obnoxious guy or anything like that, but he's just got a big voice, and he definitely slapped the ball out of his hands. But in terms of, is there an alternative that is viable to Montez Sweat right now? Yeah, no. I mean, nobody has really stepped forward on that, and I've been saying this for a while now, that DeMarcus Walker has a chance this year. You know, he missed camp last year. He was banged up a lot of the season. He said at best last year he got up to 75%. So I would really like to see DeMarcus Walker step up. They've been using him, interestingly, not just on the end, but on the inside at times as well. I think that Jervon Dexter, there'll be more expectations with him this year. I don't know that it's realistic to think that Austin Booker is just going to all of a sudden jump in here, the rookie fifth rounder, and be good. I like him. I mean, he looks the part. But so does Dominique Robinson, the guy that the Bears drafted a few years ago in the fifth round as a project, and he's virtually done nothing in a Bears uniform. So we're going to see. I think that it's a big year for Eric Washington, the new defensive coordinator, and Matt Eberflus to coach this, to scheme this up, to find ways to be creative to get to the quarterback. It's on them in some cases, especially if they don't go out and bring somebody else in, if they don't get another guy that they know can, you know, a Yannick Ngakoue. Especially if they don't have that, then they are saying, as Ryan Poles did say, we're very happy with the people we have in-house. So that puts a little bit of pressure on the coaching staff to develop these players, make Dominique Robinson better, get Austin Booker ready, figure out what was going on with DeMarcus Walker beyond injury, figure out the path for Jervon Dexter to get to the quarterback. So there can be some pressure, as good as the defense has gotten for the Bears. I think there's pressure on the coaching staff to figure out a way to get to the quarterback. Because if they keep what they have, I think it's absolutely on them. 312-644-6767. Let's go through a call. We got texts coming in. We got calls coming in. So let's go to Ken in Elk Grove. What up, Ken? How's the Grove?
Good. Hanging. Still got the memorial for Les every time I go by his house.
Excellent, man. I was actually in Elk Grove on the 4th of July for a Beach Boys concert. Were you at the Beach Boys concert that
night? Oh, we were across the street, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Had I known that, Mark, you're always welcome.
I appreciate it, Ken. So I'd just be like, hey, do you know where Ken lives? And then I'll
oh, everybody, it's Elk Grove. Bring mom and dad for my task and just come on over. But
yes.
Leave Dave at home. I don't do cats.
Okay, that's fair enough. Fair enough.
So, who's kicking off for him? With these new kickoff rules, why have a little 110-pound kicker try to boot it, keep it out of the end zone, which normally they do, but you don't have him enough oomph to tackle anybody if they need him to tackle? Kicker's just, you know, with the new kicking game, can't they get like a linebacker? Because McMichael used to kick extra points, or somebody to place that ball with the new rules.
Yeah, I mean, it's not out of the question. And thanks, Ken, for the call. I appreciate it. I'll be dropping in Elk Grove for you. I think it'll be Cairo Santos. Maybe you'll see some Torrey Taylor. I don't think they're going to use a Mongo McMichael-esque guy to do the kickoffs. What I actually thought was more interesting today in watching the special teams was, and I've been reporting this, I mean, there's been like eight guys or so that have been 8 to 10 even, that have been back there practicing receiving punts, which is normal. I mean, year after year in the you know, 5-6 years that I've been covering the Bears, there was always people like Eddie Jackson was always back there, and there was always an annual question to Eddie Jackson. Oh, you want to be the punt return? He's like, hell yeah. Hey, Tyreek Stevenson was back there. We asked him, hey, man, you want to return? He's like, hell yeah. But he was kind of realistic about it, thinking, yeah, there's probably some guys ahead of me. So they got all these guys returning punts in the pre-practice, you know, where you're with your position groups. Once they started doing the 11 on 11 and they did a live punt, guess who was back there? Guess who was the lone man standing back waiting for a punt? It was number 15, Roma Dunze, all by his lonesome. And that doesn't mean that he's the guy, but we know he's very capable of doing it. And he would probably be really good at it. Obviously, built in with that, there is a risk of injury to what I think most people perceive to be a very, very valuable pick in Roma Dunze. But that's what I saw today. I see now on my call screener, Farmer Pat in Lakeview wants to talk. What's going on, Pat? Pat.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to hear what's the latest you're hearing about the new stadium project, where you think it's going to be, downtown Arlington Heights. Do you have a scouting report on the new punter? And Dave the Cat is always welcome in Lakeview. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Farmer Pat. Yeah, I mean, I need to know, is your household cat-friendly? Because obviously Ken in Elk Grove allowed me, but no Dave the Cat. Very quiet lately on the stadium front. Now, my gut remains that the Bears will have their stadium in Arlington Heights. That's not what I want. I would prefer to see them go ahead with the downtown project. I just think it's going to be too much of a pain in the butt. And ultimately, and we know, I think Kevin Warren genuinely wants it to be in downtown Chicago as well. But if you're asking me what my gut is, all along it has been, and it's not as strong as it was earlier. I think it's going to be in Arlington Heights still. And to me, that's kind of a bummer. But that's what I think. That's my gut, anyway, just to put it in the terms that you brought. Let's see, what else here? Oh, Torrey Taylor. Torrey, you asked about Torrey Taylor. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's in the punts that I've seen and him practicing, he's looked like a pretty good punter, but we'll wait and see once the games get going. You know, as novel as it seems with Torrey Taylor, considering where he was punted and his prowess at Iowa, he's interesting, but he hasn't been that interesting to me in camp as of yet. Bouncing around here, back to the text line, the 217. Grody, any chance that you will drop off Bears on Hard Knocks? If they want me to, you know, maybe they'll just catch me organically. Like, look, I am not going to go out of my way to find the Hard Knocks cameras or become a star of it. If it happens, if something incidental is caught by me on camera, if I'm in the background, fine. But I promise you, I am not going to go out of my way to make myself a part of Hard Knocks. But
Bears.
Yeah, they're out. Bears. They're out here. You know, it seems like they multiply just about every day, just spread out over the two fields, running around with their cameras and their boom mics. There was a drone flying above the practice today, which, and I was talking to Bernsey and Holmes at the time, and Dan correctly said that it had to be Hard Knocks. And I do believe it was Hard Knocks because there was a drone flying over Halas Hall today, sent by the Green Bay Packers or somebody. That would have been taken down. Would have been taken down very quickly. 312-644-6767 is the number. When we return, definitely have more time for your phone calls. Love some of these text messages we're getting here today. I'll try to get to more of those as well at 312-644-6767 is the number. Also coming up, a couple more things here that I definitely want to get to. We're going to hear from Tyreek Stevenson, who I asked him about a couple of the wide receivers, and he gave he could not have characterized the Bears wide receivers better. And I'm talking about the top three in Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and Rome Odunze. Really interesting to hear what he had to say about that. And also later on in the program, Jonathan Owens will be on, not with us, but just some tape from him early. We got a chance to talk to him. He is a Bears safety. He's a Bears third or fourth string safety. He's heading off to the Olympics next week because he just happens to be married to all-world gymnast Simone Biles. So we'll hear what his teammates are saying about Jonathan Owens going to the Olympics. That's all coming up, plus your calls. I'm Mark Grody, live at Halas Hall. This is Training Camp Live on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
No way, really. She's still jailing. Like, end of the day, he's...
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Still want to go work. He still work with his brother. He still want to become the best corner in the league. So I don't think the deal interpreted it or messed up anything about Jalen, because Jalen still do Jalen things.
We're back with more Training Camp Live with Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's second year defensive back Tyreek Stevenson talking about the old veteran Jalen Johnson and how getting paid, as far as he could see, he's the same dude. I could tell you that when I was outside doing an update, I think it was last week, kind of standing in the first parking lot out here at Halas Hall, and I see Jalen Johnson, and he's driving out of Halas Hall in one of those sweet, what are they called? Boomerangs, I think, or something like that. Those three-wheeler cars, but it was like a sweet luxury one. So, hey, man, at least it looks like he got himself something. He should. Good for him. We're going to hear more from Tyreek Stevenson in just
a
second here on Training Camp.
By the way,
slingshot. Slingshot. What did I call it? A boomerang?
Boomerang. That's actually pretty close, but slingshot.
Yeah, it's in the same family. It's the same idea, but I appreciate that, Alex Kuhn. Thank you very much. We're going to hear more from Tyreek Stevenson. This, I really want you to hear that. Like, Tyreek Stevenson sounding like a veteran and really giving some great context
on each of the three Bears' primary wide receivers. That's in a second. I got a bunch of news and notes from the day that I haven't unloaded on you yet. I'm going to do that as well. But first, we go to Joe in St. Charles. Joe, what's up? You're on Training Camp Live on The Score.
Hey, guys. You know, that ESPN show at Training Camp creeps me out. I watched about 2 minutes of that New York Giants thing, and I felt like a peeping Tom.
In what regard? Like, were they showing them lining up at the porta potty or something? What was going on?
No, it's just you just shouldn't be there. Like, you know what I mean?
It does feel intrusive. I'll tell you this. I don't know what I would do, quite honestly. Like, if you're a young player and you're sitting there talking to a couple of other guys, maybe you're joking or having fun, and then all of a sudden a big fuzzy boom mic drops into the middle of your conversation, I don't know, man. Like, you got to be careful when you're talking. And all these guys know that, but I would imagine it's a little bit intimidating at times, Joe. Oh, we've lost Joe. Okay. Joe just wanted to talk about that. I haven't heard him put that way yet. He felt uncleanly, essentially, talking about the peeping Toms of the HBO Hard Knocks. That's pretty hilarious. All right, let's get to Tyreek Stevenson. We're open, too, by the way. 312-644-6767 is the number if you want to jump in here on Training Camp Live. Like, if you have a question or comment on something I'm saying, or just a guy that you're wondering about out here, I don't always get to everybody. So it's kind of like a newer type of who's your guy, if you will, at 312-644-6767 to call or to text. But I asked Tyreek Stevenson today about the receivers and the two guys, and you'll hear him talking about all of the receivers, but two of the guys that I was most interested in, just because they are veterans, was his description of going up against Keenan Allen and DJ Moore.
Keenan, just the fact that he can stop mid-route, change his whole route, or just the fact that he gives you something different than what you expecting. Like, he might break inside, but he's just doing that just to see on the next play how he can get you on a route that's coming to him. DJ just going to be DJ. DJ going to run a route and you're not going to stop it, pretty much. So
is it like a mind game almost with him?
Yeah, because just watching him practice and watching how he plays, like, even if he ain't getting the ball, he runs a whole different route or he does something different, not even let you know that route is there. So if you come back to it or they run that same play, you go to where you thought he was last time, and it's a whole different route.
Going up against Rome, what has struck you about his ability, and what do you think he brings to this loaded group?
He's sneaky fast. Like off the line, you might not, you might not realize he's closing. The cushion is fast, but once he on you. So just the fact that he's able to run the whip routes, he's able to break down and run the digs, or if you let him, he'll run right by you. So just the fact that he's, he can pretty much do every route on the route tree.
I love that. I love the way he characterized those veterans. I didn't know what kind of answer I would get, but that was beautifully said there. And hey, man, DJ Moore's been DJ Moore in this camp. You know, he's got backups this year. There's no doubt. He's got reinforcement, I should say. But I think DJ Moore's still the best wide receiver out there. I think he's still going to have the best year. He looks similar to what he looked like in camp last year, and that is being productive and certainly a go-to guy as well. But, you know, you got Keenan Allen, who's a third-down expert, terrific in the slot, been moving inside and outside, and then saw Rome Odunze go deep for a pass today. He was overthrown at one point in 11-on-11 by Caleb Williams, and then on another play, there was a pass interference called, and in this case, it was on Tyreek Stevenson. That's the one thing about Tyreek Stevenson this year, penalties. Remember, he had some late hits last year in the preseason and then in the regular season and a bunch of flags. And, you know, a lot of times it was, you know, we were talking about those kinds of things in the locker room afterwards. But if he can clean up some of that stuff and just be better in terms of his discipline, I mean, he's got a chance to be a really good cornerback. I don't think that he's in the class of Jalen Johnson at this point, but, you know, I think he's got a chance to be really good. And our good friend David Haw from the one and only Molly and Haw show, with a couple of great notes here as I'm doing the show, he reminds me that Tyreek Stevenson is only 1 year younger than Jalen Johnson. That's kind of fascinating when he looks up to him as like the old vet in the league. And reminded me that Rome Odunze did return a punt for a touchdown when he was with Washington. So, yes, he can do it, and it would be great. Like, I think he'd be terrific at it. It's just the question of whether or not they want to take that risk, because obviously there is a risk in having somebody returning punts. 312-644-6767 is the number. Let's get to a couple more of your calls. Let's start with Justin and Woodridge. What's up, Justin? You're on Training Camp Live with Mark Grody.
Yo, Grody. Love the work you do. Love the journalism. Just wanted to kind of get your take on Swifty, how he's been doing. Basically, how many touches you think he could get this year with, I don't know, just this many stars on the offense?
Yeah, Justin, thanks for the compliment, and I appreciate the question. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. Swifty, I like that you call him Swifty. I like that a lot. DeAndre Swift has been pretty present in this camp. They're using him a lot. They are using him in the receiving game. Obviously, I think he's going to be the number one running back, as in actually running the football this year as well. I'm anxious to see. It is not a connection that they have been able to get going in the last couple of years under Justin Fields in terms of using your running backs. Now, there wasn't a lot to choose from in that regard. We know that, you know, that you have the possibilities with Roschon Johnson. I saw him catch a pass the other day. Khalil Herbert, he's okay. Look, Khalil Herbert is an okay running back. You know, he's nothing great. And I don't know about Roschon Johnson yet. I really know. Like, there's this talk about Khalil Herbert being on the bubble, and I guess that makes sense. But the idea that Roschon Johnson is just ready and he's going to step in and he can carry the load as the number two guy or even eventually into the number one slot, I didn't see enough from him last year to say that, oh yeah, cut Khalil Herbert because you're good with DeAndre Swift and the rest of that crew. So yeah, that's the only thing that I would say about that I don't like the idea that we're talking about that when somehow are we all just assuming that Roschon is going to be good. But I've liked what I've seen, Justin, out of DeAndre Swift so far and the volume that he seems to have had so far in training camp. 312-644-6767 is the number. Brett is in Palatine. What up, Brett? You're on the score.
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you saw those clips of Justin Fields in the Steelers training camp today.
Yeah, I did. I saw one deep ball that he threw, and like they were making a big deal out of that in Twitter. For people who don't know, Justin Fields was QB1 in the opening of training camp for Pittsburgh because Russell Wilson has the calf injury. What did you think about that, Brett?
I still think he has the same problems that he had when he was on the Bears. I mean, I really wanted him to do well. I mean, this is just my analysis. I don't know crap about quarterbacking, you know, because I'm just off the couch from the guy who watches. But I felt like he just took way too long. He just basically stared down his receivers the entire time. Was basically undressing them with his eyes, you could say.
And are you talking about his time with the Bears, right? You're not talking about what you saw today with Pittsburgh, right? I assume that's what you're saying?
I'm talking about both times with the Bears and his time with Pittsburgh.
Maybe I haven't seen all the video that you saw. I don't know. Were there some bad plays by Justin today?
Not like particularly any that stick out. I mean, I just didn't like the way he was just looking down his receivers and he was taking still kind of long on the throws as well.
Yeah. Well, that was an issue. And Brett, thank you very much for the call. Yeah. I mean, one of the big problems that Justin Fields, like, just to make it very simple, and we're not going to do this, hopefully by, what, week 4 or 5, we could stop talking about Justin Fields. Well, I guess that all depends on how good Caleb Williams is. If you guys want to talk about Justin Fields, we could talk about Justin Fields. But one of the big problems with Justin Fields was once the primary receiver in the play broke down, Justin Fields got flustered. And 2 years ago, he just ran his butt off in those situations. He even said, and I asked him the question about taking off and running, and admitted that he took off. There were times where he didn't even know why he was running, that he just blasted off. But that, you know, and that's a problem for a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL. Once the primary receiver is covered and you have to go to your second read, that can be difficult. And that's what Justin Fields struggled with for sure. But I'm interested, man. I mean, that caught my attention today. And I've been obviously doing all things Bears here today, but I did see that Justin Fields is practicing. I know they love him in Pittsburgh, just the way he was loved here in Chicago. Really, Fields was loved till the very end, but I'll never forget those first preseason games when Andy Dalton was starting and they were booing Andy Dalton and just loving on Justin Fields to the point where Fields was even like, yo, you don't need to boo Andy Dalton. But no, it's interesting. And I root for Justin Fields. I hope he gets a chance to show what he can do with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that there's still life left there, but I think that it was best that the Bears moved on from him. Let's go to Matt in one of the great vacation spots in Illinois, Galena. Matt, what's going on? You're on the Score.
Hey, Mark, really enjoy your coverage in the Bears. Love your show. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Hey, I just had a question about, I'm real happy about Caleb Williams and how he's performing, but how's the backup situation looking with Bajent and Ripon? I really like Bajent. I hope he can keep his spot, but I know Ripon's nipping at his heels. Just kind of curious what you're seeing out there.
Yeah. Tyson Bajent's been fine. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, it's crazy out here because there's so much focus on Caleb Williams, and it almost, I'll just be honest with you, when they put in the second and third string offenses, like those quarterbacks, when you see Tyson Bajent getting his reps and then Brett Rippon getting his reps, it's kind of like a letdown. You're just, there's so much we need to know about Caleb Williams that the tracking on Tyson Bajent and Brett Rippon has not been nearly as intense. But Bajent has looked fine. I think he is what he is. I mean, and what a good spot he's in. If you're a fan of Tyson Bajent, he's the backup quarterback for the Chicago Bears. He's the number two quarterback for the Bears. That's a really good place for him to be. I don't know if I've seen discernible improvement with Tyson Bajent. The thing that stuck out to me with Tyson Bajent, and he doesn't want to hear this, but was the arm strength. There were just times where watching Tyson Bajent float a ball over the middle and you're just praying that it comes down to the right guy. So until he gets a little bit more zip on the ball, I don't like the idea of Tyson Bajent trying to stretch it out. And I know he had some nice plays last year and he's promising and all that, but I think he's in a really good spot as the backup quarterback. And Brett Rippon has looked like a third-string quarterback. You know, I don't know what his place will be on this team. I haven't seen any necessarily big highlights out of him so far. But he's been there, and the best I could say is that he probably looks like a third-stringer. But obviously a lot of the focus is on Caleb Williams. A few notes for you. Like I said, I would have for you. Kyler Gordon did not practice today. Matt Eberflus referred to it as only, he would only tell us that it was tightness. So somewhere on his body, Kyler Gordon is feeling tightness. I'm just glad it's not something with his hand. Remember, he had that hand injury last year that had him miss some games. And then I remember going up to his locker, Kyler Gordon, towards the end of last year, maybe like 10 games in or something like that. And I asked him about the hand. He's playing, right? He's playing. I asked him about the hand. He shows me the hand, and there's still a decent amount of swelling. I did ask him the other day if he's 100% from that now, and he is. So this has nothing to do with the hand. It is simply tightness for him. Other things I think you guys will be interested in knowing. Braxton Jones, the Bears' left tackle, practiced more today. Still some Larry Borum out there, but from my eyes, it was more Braxton Jones than we have seen. It'll be very interesting to see how much he participates, if at all, in the full padded practice. I just don't know that that's realistic because hasn't had the full ramp up so far this year. Ryan Bates was the center again today. So they are staying true to that back and forth between the Coleman Shelton and Ryan Bates. They have not wavered on that. And again, they're not going to name somebody yet because they got to see these guys with the full pads on a couple of times. So I can't imagine, unless they're going to evaluate in the next 2 days and name somebody on Monday. But I do think, and I understand that, but I do still think it's something of a dangerous game they are playing by not having that primary center back there. But that's what they're doing. We need to take one final break here on Training Camp Live. Certainly room for more of your calls at 312-644-6767. We're still going to hear from Jonathan Owens about the Olympics and his wife Simone Biles and him going over to Paris, France as well. I'm Mark Grody. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, pretty good. Just, you know, every day getting better, 1% better. That's the thing we try to say. You know, learning a new scheme, you know, learning my teammates and everything, which, you know, the coaches and, like I said, the team, everyone's been super welcoming. You know, they've made it a pretty easy transition. So, you know, working every day.
We're back with more Training Camp Live with Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. I'm Mark Grody. I get to be with you for about 10 more minutes up until 7 o'clock, and then Gabe Ramirez will be taking over in our downtown Chicago studios from 7 to 9 tonight. I am at Hallis Hall, where the Bears had another morning practice out here in training camp. The voice you just heard coming in was that of Jonathan Owens, a backup safety for the Bears, who is married to the great Simone Biles, the all-world Olympian, and he will get to go to Paris, France to watch her compete next week. Going to hear more from Jonathan Owens here in just a second, but had a couple of pretty good questions here on the text line. 847, could you give us a linebackers update? Yeah, I mean, solid. I mean, Tremaine Edmonds, I'm looking for a big year out of Tremaine Edmonds this year because, again, he's another one of those guys that didn't have a dominant season. He came on towards the end. He had a lot of his training camp ripped off because of injury last year, kind of hobbled in to the regular season. So, and then, you know, TJ Edwards was excellent. He's going to be just fine. Jack Sanborn, don't forget, we always forget about Jack Sanborn. Easy to forget about Jack Sanborn, but he's out here making plays and looking good. So that's the update on the linebackers as well. 612. What do you think the very first offensive play should be against the Titans? Deep bomb, screen, run, or punt the ball with our new shiny punter? LOL. I guess that's the good part if the Bears go three and out on their first drive this season. Oh, yeah, we got that Torrey Taylor guy from Iowa. Let's see what this guy's all about. But I do like – the reason I like this question is because I always love – the heave on a first play just out of nowhere. Wouldn't it be a blast to see Caleb Williams go down the sideline to Roma Dunze on the first play of the game? So that's what I'd like to see. Yes, a bomb to Roma Dunze when the Bears do open up the season. Let's go back over to Jonathan Owens because what we learned today was that Jonathan Owens had it essentially in his contract when he came to the Bears and he was negotiating his deal to come here. He said, I do have this one thing. I'm married to Simone Biles, and I would very much like a free pass to go to Paris, France, and he was going to miss a couple of practices. The team was great about it. They're like, absolutely. We heard Flus the other day saying 100%. Go USA, and here's how his teammates are reacting to the Olympics and Simone Biles and Olympic gymnastics.
Man, it's crazy, man. Everyone, it's like everyone's a gymnastics fan now. You know, they're asking, people are asking me questions, just, you know, man, you know, because, you know, you walk around the building and you might see a commercial with her up there, and, you know, so it's just crazy, you know, guys asking me, like, how is that, and we just, you know, there's a Netflix documentary out now where, you know, we're both in there, so guys are just being super supportive, man. It's super dope, and, you know, they're asking, like, bring some souvenirs back. That's what they're asking, yeah, so.
Money for that again.
Man, come on, man. They're my boys, man.
Is this your first time being able to see her in the Olympics?
Yes, so for the 2021, but, you know, COVID was going on, so I was in training camp still, but I was just, you know, wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning before I had to go to practice so that I can see her events and everything, so.
That's pretty cool, man. And, like, interesting debate. I was talking to Parkinson Spiegel about this and to Maureen Haw earlier this week about, you know, a player, Jonathan Owens, leaving training camp, going to miss days and leaving the country. To me, I'm all good with it 100%. I never even flinched. I never even thought to make a big deal out of it. But yeah, what if it was Caleb Williams? What if it was Roma Dunze? My answer would probably still be the same. I mean, it's the Olympics. It's Simone Biles. She is one of the great Olympians and world-class American athletes ever. And you're a Bears player and you're married to her. You have to let them go. I still don't think that there's much of a debate. It's an interesting question, but yeah, I'd let anybody. If Caleb Williams had to miss a practice to go see his world-class wife compete for a gold medal, I mean, come on. We're not here that long on Earth. Like, it would seem really silly to have missed a gold medal or to miss supporting your wife in the most important moment of her life. So I am all thumbs up and all pro for Jonathan Owens. What's he going to do for the Bears on the field? Well, he's going to be backing up Jaquan Brisker and Kevin Byard and probably playing some special teams as well. Thanks for listening to Training Camp Live. I always love talking to you guys. I appreciated the interaction today. I'll be back out here at Hallis Hall tomorrow. For our executive producer, Alex Kuhn, I'm Mark Grody. My guy, Gabe Ramirez, is coming up next, and I am willing to bet everything 100% that at some point in time, maybe for the whole show, Gabe Ramirez as well will be talking about Bears. Hope you guys all have a great night on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Goodbye.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Simone Biles and him going over to Paris, France as well. I'm Mark Grody. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, pretty good. Just, you know, every day getting better, 1% better. That's the thing we try to say. You know, learning a new scheme, you know, learning my teammates and everything, which, you know, the coaches and, like I said, the team, everyone's been super welcoming. You know, they've made it a pretty easy transition. So, you know, working every day.
We're back with more Training Camp Live with Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. I'm Mark Grody. I get to be with you for about 10 more minutes up until 7 o'clock, and then Gabe Ramirez will be taking over in our downtown Chicago studios from 7 to 9 tonight. I am at Halas Hall, where the Bears had another morning practice out here in training camp. The voice you just heard coming in was that of Jonathan Owens, a backup safety for the Bears, who is married to the great Simone Biles, the all-world Olympian, and he will get to go to Paris, France to watch her compete next week. Going to hear more from Jonathan Owens here in just a second, but had a couple of pretty good questions here on the text line. 847, could you give us a linebackers update? Yeah, I mean, solid. I mean, Tremaine Edmonds, I'm looking for a big year out of Tremaine Edmonds this year because, again, he's another one of those guys that didn't have a dominant season. He came on towards the end. He had a lot of his training camp ripped off because of injury last year, kind of hobbled in to the regular season. So, and then, you know, TJ Edwards was excellent. He's going to be just fine. Jack Sanborn, don't forget, we always forget about Jack Sanborn. Easy to forget about Jack Sanborn, but he's out here making plays and looking good. So that's the update on the linebackers as well. 612. What do you think the very first offensive play should be against the Titans? Deep bomb, screen, run, or punt the ball with our new shiny punter? LOL. I guess that's the good part if the Bears go 3-and-out on their first drive this season. Oh, yeah, we got that Torrey Taylor guy from Iowa. Let's see what this guy's all about. But I do like – the reason I like this question is because I always love – the heave on a first play just out of nowhere. Wouldn't it be a blast to see Caleb Williams go down the sideline to Roma Dunze on the first play of the game? So that's what I'd like to see. Yes, a bomb to Roma Dunze when the Bears do open up the season. Let's go back over to Jonathan Owens because what we learned today was that Jonathan Owens had it essentially in his contract when he came to the Bears and he was negotiating his deal to come here. He said, I do have this one thing. I'm married to Simone Biles, and I would very much like a free pass to go to Paris, France, and he was going to miss a couple of practices. The team was great about it. They're like, absolutely. We heard Flus the other day saying 100%. Go USA, and here's how his teammates are reacting to the Olympics and Simone Biles and Olympic gymnastics.
Man, it's crazy, man. Everyone, it's like everyone's a gymnastics fan now. You know, they're asking, people are asking me questions, just, you know, man, you know, because, you know, you walk around the building and you might see a commercial with her up there, and, you know, so it's just crazy, you know, guys are asking me, like, how is that, and we just, you know, there's a Netflix documentary out now where, you know, we're both in there. So guys are just being super supportive, man. It's super dope. And, you know, they're asking, like, bring some souvenirs back. That's what they're asking. Yeah, so.
Money for that?
Man, come on, man. They're my boys, man.
Is this your first time being able to see her in the Olympics?
Yes. So for the 2021, but, you know, COVID was going on. So I was in training camp still, but I was just, you know, wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning before I had to go to practice so that I can see her events and everything. So
that's pretty cool, man. And, like, it's an interesting debate. You know, I was talking to Parkinson Spiegel about this and to Mullen Haw earlier this week about, you know, a player, Jonathan Owens, leaving training camp, going to miss days and leaving the country. To me, I'm all good with it 100%. I never even flinched. I never even thought to make a big deal out of it. But, yeah, what if it was Caleb Williams? What if it was Roma Dunze? My answer would probably still be the same. I mean, it's the Olympics. It's Simone Biles. She is one of the great Olympians and world-class American athletes ever. And you're a Bears player and you're married to her. You have to let him go. I still don't think that there's much of a debate. It's an interesting question, but yeah, I'd let anybody. If Caleb Williams had to miss a practice to go see his world-class wife compete for a gold medal, I mean, come on. We're not here that long on Earth. Like, it would seem really silly to have missed a gold medal or to miss supporting your wife in the most important moment of her life. So I am all thumbs up and all pro for Jonathan Owens. What's he going to do for the Bears on the field? Well, he's going to be backing up Jaquan Brisker and Kevin Byard and probably playing some special teams as well. Thanks for listening to Training Camp Live. I always love talking to you guys. I appreciated the interaction today. I'll be back out here at Halas Hall tomorrow. For our executive producer, Alex Kuhn, I'm Mark Grody. My guy, Gabe Ramirez, is coming up next, and I am willing to bet everything 100% that at some point in time, maybe for the whole show, Gabe Ramirez as well will be talking about Bears. Hope you guys all have a great night on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Goodbye.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.